Hey, Tinkers. Today, I want to talk about a very quick but important concept, and that is addition by subtraction. When you enter the Tinker phase, this might be, for the first time in your life, the point where you've got a little bit more time than you need to do your job and a little bit more money than you need to live your life. And so what happens is you start to look for new options that maybe you hadn't had time to think about in the past, or maybe you've been dreaming about for years, and now you can do one thing, but you can't do everything. And everything seems new and exciting, and you're like pumped to reach this level, and you get into a group or a mastermind of people at your level, and they're all doing these new amazing things, and you think, oh, I can't decide which one to do. And so, first off, I want to reassure you that you can do all these things over time. You just can't do everything all at once. And so there's great power in taking your time to figure out what you don't want to do first. I'll give you an example. We brought an expert in to talk about Bitcoin. I was very interested in Bitcoin. I felt kind of FOMO that all my friends were doing Bitcoin and I wasn't. And I also kind of felt like I should know more about this than I do. When the expert started speaking, I was really excited to see him. He was a great speaker. He really simplified the concepts. He's exactly who we needed to give an introduction to crypto. 20 minutes into the talk, I realized I am not excited about this at all. And I realized I can check this off the list. And that was awesome because it removed one thing for me. It's like I had been juggling 7 or 8 balls at one time. Airbnbs, cryptos, second gym, high ticket, blah, blah, blah. And this just removed one of those balls. It reduced complexity and made my life simpler. Now, I actually got really lucky with this because in high school in Canada, we used to have 5 years of high school. We used to have like a grade 13. And so a lot of us would take cooperative education in grade 12, where we would take a full semester and just go work. And for a lot of us, that meant getting experience. For others, it meant the ability to try the thing that we thought we were going to do for the rest of our lives before we committed to college and debt and years of study, etc. And I tried doing computer hardware repair because I thought, this is interesting. I like the ability to problem solve and troubleshoot and create solutions, you know, whatever. And so I did that for 4 months straight. Every day, I would go into the computer store and I would work with the techs, and I would go out on calls, and I would repair networks and all this stuff, and I hated it. By the end of the semester, I knew I never want to do this for a career, and at the time, I was depressed because I was like, well, now what? But the reality is that if I hadn't had that experience and learned what I didn't want to do, I would probably be repairing computers for a lower wage and hating my life right now. There is tremendous value in learning about what you don't want to do. That does increase sometimes the fear of like FOMO or not keeping up because it appears that everybody else in your mastermind is doing these amazing things and you're not. But what you're actually doing is choosing what you don't want to do. And this is a process that we call addition by subtraction, because once you remove that overwhelm, once you remove all these choices, say, I'm not interested, or just that's something I'll do in 6 months, or even I will do that if I don't have a better idea a year from now, that is the process of focusing in on the one thing. And when you've focused in on the one thing, you can set up your 90-day sprint, we can set up coaching accountability calls, you can talk to the experts, you can go through our resources, we can make external connections for you, and you can go all in. And you can be way faster at succeeding in that method than anybody else. So if you finally decide, I was weighing, you know, a second location or an Airbnb, and then you finally are able to decide Airbnb is it, you can go all in on that and you can sprint way faster than anybody else. There is tremendous power in subtracting options because it allows you to have singularity of focus and intent. And that's what I want to share with you guys today. If all you do is remove options of things that you don't want to do, this is an enormously valuable experience for you. Hope it helps.